Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards center. Averill chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Haas scores. Simmons scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Miller moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. Hale steals second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Hoedap moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Hoedap scores. Hartley moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Quinn now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hoedap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartley hits a line drive towards short. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Joe Hauser. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Dick Porter pinch hits for Ed Morgan. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Myatt scores. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Tavener now playing shortstop. Dick Porter now playing right field. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Dykes moves to third. George Burns pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Walt French pinch hits for George Burns. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Hale moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.